Blog Talk Radio.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo Campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current program stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our hearts and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I'm the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting jazz show for you tonight. And I do mean exciting with a capital S. And I know they don't spell exciting. That spells super, which is even better than exciting. Man, it is hot as, man, my air is blowing and it's still hot. Whew. Man, I don't know what the heck I'm going to do. Chicago gets hot, hot, hot this time of year. But we're going to make it through it. Tonight's show topic, well, at least the title for it, All That Jazz Now, the Don S. McClure Show, live, perfect pitch. And I'm telling you, some of these artists, they find that perfect pitch and they just knock your socks off. So I want to send a shout out to Chattanooga, Tennessee. I want to send a shout out to Nashville, Tennessee. I want to send a shout out to Clarksville, Tennessee. And I want to send a shout out to Memphis, Tennessee. And I want to say, okay, all right, all right. You're going to cover all of Tennessee? Well, especially Chattanooga? Didn't they have a song called the Chattanooga Choo Choo back in the jazz days? Man, I'm going to try to find that for next week. I kid you not. The Chattanooga Choo Choo Choo. Woo woo. Boy, you, it's wrong with you. But we got a lot of Grand Ole, no, we don't even have a Grand Ole Opry. What am I talking about? Anyway, look, we got a great show for you tonight, man. We got some Cosmic Monkey. We got my favorite girl from France, Zaz. And she goes, and she can cut. So we're going to play Zaz tonight. Man, we got some of everybody. Cindy Bradley's got another one called Snack Grouch. Now, not Snack Couch, Snack Grouch. Cindy Bad, though, man. And we got some Kirk Whalen and some Jill Scott and some Jeff Lober and some Justin and some Don S. McClure. How about that? Okay, it's 7:07. I am getting the signal from my producer, like Don is 7:07. And we're not paying you for 7:08. I know, because you don't pay me at all. All right, let me get the show started with some Cosmic Monkey. I know you're going to like it. So I'm going to send a message out to the butterfly lovers. Don't do it. Just don't do it. And that was Cosmic Monkey. And that's my man, Paul Brown. Man, I was running. Oh, I had to rush back. Man, we got some Mesa. Man, we got some everybody tonight. And like I said, we got this track by Zaz. And Zaz is bad, man. And she's in France. And she's always cutting up. She does a great job. And she is just really, really good. So she's been played on my show before. But I love playing her. And I like the way she sings. You know, they asked me to sing with her. I said, Dan, could you sing in the French? And I said, yeah, I could do. She said, okay, oh, what? I could. I said, oh, deeper. And when they started singing, I started singing. They say, Dan, that's not French. We don't know what language that is. I said, hold up. Hold the horses. She said, just okay. Let us do the song. And we'll catch you next time when we teach you some French, some parlez-vous French. You know, I used to could say I lived on a street named Cerrue d'Artois. And that's all I knew in French, except for the standard parlez-vous français and arrivederci and vive la France. But people would say, Don, where do you live? And I say, Cerrue d'Artois. And say, where is that? I say, that's in France, in Paris. They say, get out of here. Okay. Don't believe it. I'm going to play this track by Kurt Whalen, The Island. Bad.
On a desert island, bathe me in the water, warm me in the moonlight, taste me with your kisses, find the secret places, touch me till I tremble, free my wings for flight. While I'm falling, keep your arms around me. How to please you, lay your dreams beside me, only stars will listen to our cries and whispers, you were made to love me, and I was made to love you, keep your arms. Now we're
take me. Take me and just drown me in you. Oh, man, I like that track. That's the long version. The first one, Kurt Whalen, The Island. The second one, Kamaga, De Nova. Oh, man. Take me in the island. Teach me how to love you. Not love, love. But it's 7:26. I'm cutting up. Hey, I'm going to play this track by one of my favorite guys. And I do mean favorite. This guy's bad. And I just play his music all the time. Peter White. Here I go again. And Peter bad, man. I don't care what y'all say. Peter is bad.
Oh,
something new for you. Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
That's one of them you don't get to hear all the time. And the girls in the background.
I want to know you, Donnie. I want to feel you, Donnie.
My producer said, your name ain't in that song. Hey, man, just stay on the Skype. Stay in your lane. Now, you know my name is in there.
I want to know you.
Man, that's a track there. Oh, man. I mean, you could ride on that track. Man, that's deep. That's deep. Man, we got to take a break. It is 7:40. Man, we kicking. We are producing. How about that? So we could sound sophisticated. Oh, man. Let me play this break. And when I come back, the book that we are pushing right now, Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. And as the team gets ready, the pitcher is 90% blind, 17 years old, but she's a firecracker who could pitch 105 miles an hour.
In our world today, remarkable stories are the vehicles to inspire us. No matter where we live or work, a delightful story reaches your heart and fills your mind with exceptional emotions of courage and victory. Renowned American author Don S. McClure has created one of those stories you will never forget. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. This incredible story of two talented young ladies who, because of their separate life challenges since birth, fight their way to the top of their field while growing up to make their dreams a reality. One girl will bring total victory for those like her, living with an impairment that costs her 90% of sight. Sierra Leone Winston will force the world to understand and respect her as a whole human being who happens to be different from birth. Our story includes the courageous views of Sierra's two loving parents, willing to face the world and all its ugly perceptions of their child, born with an affliction. The second star of the story, Amaryllis Martinez, is one of the top five ranked pitchers in high school history. In this unique story, you will learn the value of true friendship in each of their lives, from their schools, communities, close friends, and teammates. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field is one of the best stories for 2018. Written by renowned American author Don S. McClure and available on his website, www.dsmpublications.net and on Amazon.com.
And I'm back. And of course, that's the book that I wrote. I mean, it's fire, man. And I'm getting ready to do the new book trailer, the new one. You know, we did one before. Well, we did the commercial. Now we're going to do the book trailer. Beyond Dreams, Nine on the Field. And I just finished I Love Being a Butterfly, A World of New Adventure. Man, I'm cutting up. The last track that I played was by Peter White, and it's called Here I Go Again. And it's the long track. So make sure you get the long track. Go to YouTube. We're going to play a track by one of my favorite artists, Don Joseph, and I Can't Breathe. You know, and they all got my name in it. I don't know why they write my name in this stuff all the time. This plagiarism. This stick Don's name in there. Don, I can't breathe. All right. And I'm going to send a shout out for Calumet City. Man, it's some dangerous people over there. And they're leaving us. They're moving away. But we shall find them. We shall go after them. We shall be victorious. I don't know. It's so wrong with you. Can't breathe.
Man, that's some deep stuff there, man. I can't breathe. Hey, I gotta play my girl, Zaz. She's from France, and she's got a track that she just goes. I mean, she goes in the street with her band, and people just flock around. And then she tells them, "Y'all ready? Azoo, aza, azi." Okay, I'm gonna let her tell you. Zaz from Paris, France, singing in the street, a jazz singer.
Coucou Nike in Noise, c'est Zaz et on va vous faire Je veux avec Ilan Alabou à la basse et Guillaume Giel à la guitare. Enchanté tout le monde.
Yes.
That was the short version, and it always just stopped. I could never figure out why they cut it out like that. But next week we'll play the actual long version that I edited because I had to get the rest of the song. And Zaz is bad, and it's longer than 3 minutes, so I'm gonna fix that. Because when it went off, I said, "What the?" All right, I'm gonna play this track by Jill Scott, Until the Pain is Gone. And this is from the official video. And it's really by Daily featuring Jill Scott. So let's get it on, like the pop and the corn. Wasn't that corny? Pop and the corn.
we're back, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only. If you want to get into the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial from all over the world. I don't care if you're in the desert, the forest, the mountains, the basement. I don't care if you got a hijack phone and somebody jacked your phone, a stolen phone, a broke phone. Even though your phone is broke, you can still hit the dial button and it'll say, are you trying to reach Don S. McClure Show? Okay, we'll let it go. Oh, man. Pop in the corn. Somebody told me that was corny. Oh, man. All right, listen. Man, it's 7:56. We are cutting up tonight. We got to take another quick break. And when I come back, I'm telling you, we got more great music for you. So stay tuned.
We are proud of our program sponsors. Tonight's show is sponsored in part by individuals who believe in the Bravo campaign, a campaign of support for amazing ideas. As we continue to grow, making our current programs stronger and our future projects even better, we welcome every dollar given by those who believe we are creating a special place in the world of publishing, representing some of the best books ever written by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Our continued growth would not be possible. And don't forget to listen every Friday to the best lifestyle show on the World Wide Web, featuring the best talk, the best music, and always the best information. The Don S. McClure Show.
Once in a lifetime does an author bring us such amazing stories filled with inspirational characters and adventures. Renowned American author Don S. McClure. In his book, Romantic Images of You, he pulls at your heartstrings with a couple that meet and fall deeply in love. You continue following this amazing love affair in The Gods and the Beginning of Life. In his book, I Love Writing a Fun Love Story, you meet a young writer who doesn't want to be famous and fights with his publisher to keep his life private. Within his books, you travel overseas in My Sister Tiana, a spy thriller unmatched by any other. And when you read To Have a Friend, one of the best crime thrillers ever written, you find yourself wanting to save a life of someone you know. And on your journey through his writings, you examine your faith in Dark Side of the Earth, Demons and Angels at First Glance. His abilities send our children on adventures to reach for the best in life, to believe in self-worth, and dreams do come true. Stories that warm the heart and leaves the reader with a smile. In Santa Claus vs. the Aliens and Santa Claus and the Robot Wars, you can find all of his amazing writings at dsmpublications.net. Yes, we are living in a time when an author touches our heart and imagination. Renowned American author, Don S. McClure.
And we're back, and I'm looking in the mirror, and every time I hear that announcement, I go, are they talking about me? Don S. McClure? The one that wrote that book? And my producers say, no, they're not talking about that one. That other one is crazy. And my priest got the nerve to be on the Skype every, he come on the jazz show, the classical show, the spiritual show. I don't understand why he on the spiritual show. But he comes on the jazz, he comes on the Friday. I'm like, man, you know, you ain't supposed to do that now. You're supposed to be singing those Gregorian chants. Oh, hey, little mo. Hey, I'm going to play this track by an artist I like, Justin, J-E-S-U-T-O-N. This girl can cut, man. It's 8 o'clock, so I better get the moving. Get the moving on. Why don't I play the music? Something wrong with you.
Someone's turning in at the door, not the street. Look at the stars beneath my feet. Remember right that I did wrong. So here I go.
Everybody doesn't get to hear. Here I go again. We played Paul Brown, Cosmic Monkey, Don Joseph, I Can't Breathe. I think she's talking about me when she wrote that song. Kurt Webb, my girl from France, Zazz. I mean, it don't get no better than that. It really don't. Hey, I'm going to slow it down for a minute. I'm looking for this track that I got to play by somebody I just think the world of. And doing Labor Day, I think Mesa's going to be at the Texas event that I'm going to be at. And Mesa can cut, man. She can cut. And you know when I say a person can cut, it's like a razor blade they can cut. So I'm going to play Mesa What are you doing for the rest of your life? I don't think anybody can sing this song better than her. I just don't. And I just cry all over my computer when I hear it. Nah, get it together, quick clown.
that saxophone, and you be in the jazz club. The lights are low. The candles are on the table, and you just sitting there gazing in her eyes. And then you hear Mason saying, I want to spend the rest of my life. You go, okay, bring the check. Time to go. It's late. And I got to get out of here. Oh, man. And you just grab her hand and rush out the door. And everybody said, Don, where you going? Bye. See y'all later. Oh, man. I got to play this track by Mesa again, man, called Love Comes Easy. Man, if you have not seen Mesa in concert, man, you got to catch Mesa. Mesa bad, man. Okay, let me play this track because it's hot in here. This jazz night, man. My producer said, Doug, why are you clowning on jazz night? Usually clown on Friday. I don't know. It's that red tea I'm drinking.
Lucky me, lucky you, we were lucky pair. Whenever we together, Lady Luck cast her spell, magic fills the air.
Golden bread. Our love has no reality. If Sunday has always been the day for music pleasure that makes you relax, think, and reflect on those things that are valuable, we will present a music selection especially for you, full of amazing composers, renowned violinists, and vocalists that will astonish your inner essence beyond measure. Our new Classical Music Adventure Series, a unique selection of classical music provided by only the best in the field. Our series, created by producer Don S. McClure, is just that, a classical music adventure you will enjoy. Join us and listen on Sunday evening from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 347-633-9376 or click on our website, dsmpublications.net. So join us on Sunday for our classical music adventures, presented by renowned American author Don S. McClure.
Oh, man. And that's our favorite narrator. She does almost all of my announcements. And we're working on some audiobooks this year. And they're going to be terrific. I'm going to knock your socks off. And if you don't have socks, your tights, your leggings, your boots, whatever you got, I'm going to knock them off. Hey, I'm going to play this track before I get to another slow song. Cindy Bradley is the hottest new artist out there in jazz. She's got a track called Snack. Check this out. And she has another one that we play all the time, but I'm not going to play that tonight.
Thank you.
And that was Cindy Bradley. The girl can cut. The girl can cut. Next week, yeah, I'm going to play another song. She's got a track called You Don't Know What Love Is. And I play that so much, my producer say, Don, we're in the studio. And you'd have played that song 700 times. Okay, can I play it one more? No. Hey, I'm gonna play this track by Jeff Lover. Jeff's bad. It's called Rain Dance. And when I come back, we got some Valentine music for you. Man, we got some hot stuff. And my board is lit up with blue lights, with people tuning in from all over. And I am so appreciative of that. I love sharing the love. But no, that's really a honor, and I respect that for people to tune in and listen. So Jeff Lover, Do Your Thing, Rain Dance. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, not that kind of rain dance.
Just
And that was Jeff Lorber. L-O-R-B-E-R. It's called Rain Dance. And like she said, no one wanted to take a chance on me. But they did it anyway. Hey, this is great music and great jazz on Wednesday night. And then we have a Friday night show and a Saturday afternoon show and a Sunday show. So, I mean, that's a lot of shows. Just a lot of shows. I got to take a quick break. It's 8:30. But when I come back, we got more great music for you on the one and only Don S. McClure Show.
Book, I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure, by renowned American author Don S. McClure, is one of the best stories from his collection of literary works. This story is based on the idea that fate will guide your destiny once a genuine friendship begins in your life. The pages are filled with an unusual friendship between a female blue butterfly with only 115 days to live and a young woman who has taken her career to new heights in her life. When her life is turned upside down by a reckless driver who runs a stop sign, causing her to become the victim of a life-threatening accident, this tragic event will form the beginning of an unknown friendship between our blue butterfly and her two friends, a brown royal monarch and a beautiful black butterfly. The butterflies create bonds of respect and love for each other as they decide to help Rita, the young woman who lost her determination to live. The butterflies must find a way to get Rita to the healing waters of the Sierra Mountains during their adventure. I Love Being a Butterfly, A New World of Adventure shares the belief that everyone's life is exceptional and has great purpose, no matter what happens in the days that follow. And as 115 days come to an end, there will be an everlasting bond of sincere friendship that will not be broken. Created by renowned American author Don S. McClure. Available for purchase at dsmpublications.net.
Oh, man. And you got to see the video. Man, I put my foot, my toenail, my fingernail, my mustache hairs, everything went into that production. Ooh, your mustache. That's too much information, man. That's mustache hairs. Oh, Lord. You don't even have a mustache. Oh, well, you used to. Hey, I'm going to play this track by Zoki. It's called Tonight. Man, I'm cutting up tonight. But I'm telling you, look at the video. I Love Being a Butterfly. You see what I'm talking about. All right, here's this track. Man, we got 26 more minutes to go. It's almost over with.
Open time.
See, only tonight is just driving me crazy. Got to send a shout out to Atlanta. Atlanta. And the Civil War is over. But Atlanta was still standing, I guess. I got to go back through my history books and see what was happening with the battle for Atlanta. Might have been like the battle in Texas. Hey, did you know, now this is serious, that the first subconsul for the United States to Mexico was a black man who started San Francisco? Kid you not. He bought the first horse races, the first house, well, the first schoolhouse, and his name is in the financial district. William Alexander Liedendorf, black man. His ranch was the size of Pennsylvania. Kid you not. So you got to know your pride tonight. Hey, I'm going to play this track. You Make Me Smile. You know it's by my guy, Peter White.
Oh, man. That was a track. We got to take a quick break. And when I come back, we got more great jazz for you. In the next 15 minutes, before I have to run out the door and jump on my motorcycle. You don't even have a motorcycle.
Hey, do we have something new for you? Our new jazz segment, produced by renowned American author Don S. McClure. It's called All That Jazz Now. Our creative new jazz segment will take you on a listening adventure, featuring artists from around the world with talent you can appreciate, creating the sound of jazz. Some you've enjoyed in your local neighborhood club, in whatever city you call home, or on a weekend visit, searching for entertainment in a far-off place. Some artists will be names you've heard of, and some indie artists and voices just coming on the scene. So come join us every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 Central Standard Time, featuring our new jazz segment. And don't forget to listen every Wednesday evening, where you will find All That Jazz Now.
Tell you a true story. This is for real. My brother Roland, who lives in Calumet City, he had this really nice, super thin bike, right? Motorbike. I mean, it was nice, right? So I asked him if I could get on it. He said, Don, don't be fooling with my bike now. So I said, let me get on that bike, boy. So anyway, I got on the bike and I had it revved up, round, round, round. And he said, don't pop that clutch. I popped the clutch, and the bike went in the air, and I went one way, and the bike went the other. And when the bike came down, it almost hit me in the head. He said, I told you, it's so wrong with you. You always want to do something. Oh, man, I got some adventures to tell you that I done did. My family be like, only Don. Hey, I'm going to play this track called Seba Ami by Laura Henderson out of Florida. This girl can cut, and I like playing her tracks. Oh, let me get going, because it's 12 more minutes.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así. Que yo guardo tu sabor, como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría apresarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1,000 años y muchos más, yo no sé si tengo amor la eternidad. Pero ya tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí. Música. tanto tiempo disfrutamos este amor. Nuestras almas se acercaron tanto así que yo guardo tu sabor como tú llevas también sabor a mí. Si negaras mi presencia en tu vivir, bastaría abrazarte y conversar. Tanta vida yo te di, que por fuerzas tienes ya sabor a mí. No pretendo ser tu dueña, no soy nadie, yo no tengo vanidad. En mi vida doy lo bueno, soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Pasarán más de 1,000 años y muchos más. Yo no sé si tengo amor, la eternidad, pero allá tal como aquí, en la boca llevarás sabor a mí.
That's it. I'm getting ready to play my final track. The Truth Will Always Be by Pat Metheny. And I love this song. Man, when I be working on Sunday, I play it. When I'm riding in the car, I play it. When I'm on a bike, I play it. When I'm on a scooter, I play it. I don't care. I just play that H out of it. All right. Listen, enjoy life. That's all you have. I'm glad you sat in with me on a Wednesday. And I've got to go get me some. How about watermelon? I just love some watermelon. Just love it. Hey, I got to go, though. But let me play this track. The Truth Will Always Be by Pat Metheny. I just love this. Love it.